Hello, welcome back to JJ's and DB's podcast. Guess who's back again? Today we're talking about our life, about mommies and daddies and son.
And we're gonna start by introducing ourselves. My name is DJ.
JJ.
And we are going to start with the topic of back to school. Everybody's back to school by now. It is the end of August 2019. And my little honey, JJ, just started first grade.
And 7th day of school.
And he has a really nice teacher. We'll call her Miss N.
Yeah, she's really nice.
She's very nice. She has a lot of kids. She has, I think you said, what was it? 33?
What do you mean?
33 kids all together?
Yeah.
She's very nice. Sometimes you could tell that it's a lot. Five and 6 year olds? Yes, it's a lot to deal with, huh? You guys get all excited, all of you together?
Yeah, one's name is Vanellope Yvonne Cheeks.
You mean from Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Vanellope. Yeah, so back to school has been pretty cool because he's able to catch up with old friends.
Yeah.
Last year, the kindergarten class was split in two. They had Kinder A and Kinder B, but this year they're all together, huh, babe? All together. All the boys are back together. And
yeah,
totally that's pretty
sad.
Cool. Why is it sad?
Because I'm not going to see him next year.
Why not? You guys will be in second grade all together.
No.
Yeah. So, seeing old friends has been cool.
Guess who's back? Guess who's
back? Guess who's back? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Do you know hip hop?
So, our schedule's been pretty
good. Because I shower in the morning. You're ready. I wait for her at the door.
Yeah, we've even been packing lunches in the morning.
We haven't been doing that with me, certainly.
Yeah, today you took a Lunchable because it's Friday.
Friday?
And Jaden just told me today that they're going to be selling ice cream on Thursdays at school. I don't know how true that is, but he sure has been asking for money for the vending machine. And that's something that I do give him some money for a vending machine, but I don't want to make it a habit, huh, baby?
Yeah.
Because you just can't have all that junk every single day after school.
No, I'm going to get important stuff that I need.
Oh, what's important in there?
Water.
You're right.
They have water in there too.
But you also sometimes take your water bottle to school, so. You guys have water fountains.
Well, that's not true, because I was
Moving on, how about last night's Raider game?
Well, that was the night before. Yes, last night.
That was last night.
No. Yeah. Yesterday? Oh, yeah. I forgot.
It was a good game, huh?
Yeah, it was a good game.
So, the last 12 seconds is when I really got into it. They were already losing. I think we had already turned the TV off.
Yeah, I turned the TV off.
We thought it was over, but then the last 12 seconds, it was like, wait, what's happening? They all kind of lined up. I don't know how the Raiders got that to happen, but they lined up. They did this thing where they kick the ball through a... It's kind of like in soccer when everybody lines up to block the goal, but then one person gets to kick it. And if you make it, you make it and you win. Well, they did that with them. That's how it was in the football game. I don't know anything about football. But that's what they did, and they ended up kicking it into like this goal thing, and I think that they got to score more than the Packers, right?
Yeah, 21-22.
Yep.
So no, it was actually 21-3.
I don't remember, but it was a good game. I actually sat down and watched it, and I was excited.
You weren't, because they lost.
Yeah. So
you said yeah. Because they lost?
No, they didn't lose. They won.
I tricked you.
So, tomorrow we have a fun family barbecue at school. Are you excited?
Which one of my friends didn't end up going to first grade. His name is JP. And
yeah, he didn't end up going to first grade, but it's because of his age.
Yeah, he was like 4.
Yeah, he's younger. And that's why he's going to stay one more year. Not because he's a very smart boy.
Yeah, he knows how to write already.
He's very smart.
So Miss Mateo must be impressed of his work.
Yep. I'm sure. And next year you'll see he'll be ready. And you never know, they might even move him up, but I don't know.
Next year we're going into a bigger stadium. So we're getting ready for football.
Yep.
Basketball.
Yep. So
that's the end of our podcast. Hope you enjoyed.
We will tune in tomorrow for our family barbecue at school, our welcome back barbecue, and we'll see what else. Oh, something really cool that's happening tomorrow. This is another podcast, but JJ was born with
a cast.
You were born with your hip a little bit dislocated, right?
What does that mean?
It was a little bit sticking out. But on the inside, in your bones, not on the outside, like outside of your skin or anything, right? When you were a little baby. So when the doctor checked your hips, it made a little clicky sound. And then they said, oh, I think he needs like maybe to wear something so it could help his bones grow together.
That'd be bad if I was older.
Yeah, but the doctor caught it right away, the day you were born.
I don't want to be born.
What do you mean?
You're a terrible mom. I'm joking. You're a great mom.
Oh, you're a great son. So, we found...
Gangsters pay less.
Been spending most our lives.
Gangsters pay less.
So, we found somebody that... Anyway, long story short, this is a whole nother podcast episode. But JJ had to wear a little cast when he was little. We're gonna post some pictures on our Instagram, our JJ and Dee Dee podcast Instagram.
Well, we don't have. Let's say it's my Instagram.
You can also see these pictures on the Jade and Jelly Instagram page, which is his personal page.
Well, it's private.
It is private, but we do accept requests.
Well, I follow like 68 people.
Yeah.
And I only have like 7 followers, I think.
Something like that, because that's your family. But we found somebody that
only have 6.
Could use this special car seat that JJ was given at the hospital when he had his little cast put on, when his little hips were clicky. So we found somebody that needs a car seat, and we're gonna take it to her tomorrow. So we're gonna help another family that can't get a car seat, that's special for kids with cast. And I have been searching for somebody to give this to, and we finally found somebody. So tomorrow we're going to meet her. It's about an hour away where we're going to meet her and give this car seat to her. So I'm going to wash it and get it all ready for her. So that's something exciting that's happening tomorrow too, right, baby?
And that's the end of our podcast. Good night.
Good night.